Blog Talk Radio.
Feel me? You know? Who's that mo house, bruh? Who's that digi house? Kicking and talking that shit. Niggas was like, whoa. Hey.
I see you standing at the bar. I'm dapper damn fresh, puffin' on a cigar. Douce in my cup, ace of spade in the bucket. Chillin' on ice, got a pocket full of ducats. What's your name, who you is, I'm tryin' find out who you are. I need a designated driver, hit the keys to my car. I be getting all this money, all praise to Allah. Barn whip, drop top, you could gaze up at the stars. Check out my appearance, nothing on me from clearance. This ain't happen overnight, this is years of perseverance. The night is still young, room service at the aroma. When you high your life, you never sober. Come closer.
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Switching four lanes, I've been getting all this cash, baby, money ain't a thing. Got the roof in the trunk, I could teach you how to stunt. What you know about rolling fruit punch in the blunt? You got me tripping, I forgot to mention. Ever since an infant, I've been on that pimp shit. I've been up and down, flying in and out of town. Reminiscing how I feel to make love in the air. Life is but a dream, sometimes it ain't fair. Keep your eyes on the prize of falling in love with a square. My neck and my wrists on Times Square bright. What's the point of living life if you ain't living life, baby?
I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
For a real nigga, if he ain't got the bank, why you dealing with him? Hindsight, that's 2020. You ain't gotta look no more. I'm the one you been searching for. Straight dope, uncut. Shock him pure. Being broke is a disease, and baby, I got the cure. Live smart, die genius. Keys, they open doors. With an ass like that, the world is all yours. Hey, hey, go on working for a real nigga. Make that ad work like a 9-to-5. Hey, go on working for a real nigga. Make that air work, I'm talking overtime.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Keeping it real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast, and I'm your host, Randy Jackson, aka Jay Sean. How's everybody doing out there tonight? December 17th, 2021. Well, we got a show of all shows tonight. The phone lines is already lit up. When the phone lines is lit up and I'm just starting, I know we're about to have an epic show, a very epic show. But you know how I do. Oh, but first, before we get into that, the interview tonight is going to start at 8:30. So if you're on the line now, you can you can listen as I do my introduction, or you can call back in at like 8:25, 8:30. That's when the interview starts. If you called in and you want to say something, you have to press 1. You call in and then you press 1. If you're having trouble calling in, we've been having trouble from T-Mobile call carriers calling in. You're gonna have to get to go on my Facebook page, Randy J. Sean Jackson, and click on the link. Or send a text to a friend or somebody, and I can call you from the app that I'm on. But once again, the interview with an original member of the Bugle Boys. I'm not gonna give it away yet, but everybody, if you've seen the flyer, if you've seen the promotion, then you know. And this is a show that means a lot to me. I hope everybody can hear me out there pretty good. It's, you know, the sound's going good. But the guest that I have today is not a friend of a friend of a friend. Nobody didn't call me and ask me could I interview him. I didn't read about him anywhere and reach out to him to ask him could I interview him. He didn't call me and ask me could I interview him. No, this is a real, true friend of mine, a brother, a companion, somebody that I walk, we've been in the trenches together. We've been in the streets together. Somebody that we've been through ups and downs, good times and bad times. So yes, indeed, it is a friend of mine, and this interview was dear to me. So everybody out there, you listening, you know what I mean? Call somebody, let them know. We got the Bugle Boys today. We got original member of the 80s Bugle Boys that toured the world. K-9 Posse, Eddie Murphy's brother. The real Roxanne. A diva, respect me. You remember them songs from the 80s. Everybody remember them songs. But anyway, let's get off of that for a minute. This is introduction. This is my introduction time. This is when I get things off my chest. Because everybody know I don't write down anything. My introduction, it goes with my mood. It goes with my spirit. And today I just wanted to touch on the Christmas thing a little bit. Everybody know if they read my autobiography, The Patterson Pimp, everybody know if you read any of my 7 books, you know that I grew up a Jehovah's Witness. So you know I never had a Christmas. Well, I never had any holidays. When you're a Jehovah's Witness, they don't believe in holidays. So I never had a Christmas. Never had a Christmas tree in my house with presents under it, never unwrapped presents from Santa on Christmas Day. And, you know, growing up, it was pretty tough. It was pretty tough as a kid not having any of that, especially when your friend around the corner is celebrating it, your friends from school, next door, upstairs, downstairs, across the street. And you're like 8 years old or 9 years old and you don't really understand. You don't really understand religion. You don't really understand cultures. You don't really understand God. So, you know, it became like a resentment. it became like hostility or larceny or hatred, you know, for the religion. But, you know, the older I got and the more I thought about it, you know, and then I became a 5%er, you know, and then I was able to find out a little bit more about holidays, pagan holidays, and I was able to find out a little bit more about, you know, I guess Christmas and being Jesus, I guess birthday or something. I was able to find out a little bit more of that, you know, once I joined the nation, the 5% nation. I was able to find out, like, that Jesus was the fourth prophet of Islam, and that, you know, he had hair of wool and feet of bronze. And we know that white people, you know, you can't have no wool hair if you, you know, if you're white. And, you learned a lot of stuff. Now I'm older. Of course, I'm older, and everything that I learned as a 5%er, I can't really say that I agree with. But one thing I can agree with the fact that Santa Claus is fake and Christmas is not real. I repeat, Santa Claus is fake and Christmas is not real. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because everybody know I deal with facts. I deal with things gained from actual experiences, because that's knowledge. Knowledge is something that's gained from an actual experience. And we have, you know, we got Christmas approaching, and the COVID is out here. It's coming back again. We're going to touch on that in a minute, how, you know, you got the shot, the two COVID shots, and now you got the booster shot, and now they got a nerve. They got the audacity to say that the new strand of COVID, you can't even be protected by it if you got the two COVID shots and the booster shot. So I guess now they got to make another booster shot or another shot, or I don't know what they're going to do or where they're going to go or what they're going to say or what's going to happen. I don't know. I haven't even got the first shot yet. I'm just trying to stay protected. I'm just trying to stay safe. I lost my mother to this nasty devil curse. Yeah, I call it a devil's curse. But anyway, back to the nature at hand. Christmas. I always wondered why my next door neighbor, you know what I mean, like, they would have the biggest Christmases ever. And my friend, we didn't celebrate Christmas. But my best friend lived next door to me. And his family went all out. And we still friends to this day. We've been friends since we was 4 years old. That's 54 years of friendship. But his house was like Disney World. And I wrote in my book, like, I couldn't wait for my mother to tell me that I could go to his house next door. Because when I went to his house, like, just being near his Christmas was like my Christmas. Even though the toys wasn't mine, this or none of that was mine, it was his. It was his family. But I felt like I could, like, taste Christmas a little bit. I could smell Christmas a little bit. I could just see what it felt like to celebrate Christmas. And we had a ball. And then it was over. Now, when it was over, I never understood all the arguing and fighting from next door, from his mother and his father. That's when the Christmas, soon as Christmas was over, and this is every year, that's when the fighting would start and the arguing would start and the throwing things and the breaking things and the screaming and the yelling and the pushing and the shoving. And it was all and it was all because they had went broke buying all the children's Christmas toys and Christmas. They had went broke and spent the bill money and everything. So now it was time to argue and fight and scream and yell, because now we got to work overtime and we got to get that money back and we got to do all that. But the kids was happy. So why I'm saying all this is because it's people that's in my circumference that's around me right now, and they might be listening, and I hope they are listening. And some of them is broke. Some of them don't have anything. Some of them is barely making it. Some of them is barely surviving. But they trying to. They trying to buy Christmas. They doing their utmost and their best things to make Christmas possible for their children. And I'm trying to figure it out in my brain. Who's right and who's wrong? Who wins and who loses? Who's happy and who's sad? Christmas, something that was just invented to build the economy because everybody go out and spend their money? Or is it really just Jesus' birthday or his death or the day he came back resurrected? I don't know. But anyway, we got to get a grip. The world got to get a grip. It's COVID going on. It's surging. In New York, hospitalization is up 64%. It seemed like in the next couple of weeks, they said we're going to be hitting hardest with this new strain of COVID, and now they want to say the shots and the booster don't even the damn new strain of COVID. Come on, man. Soon we all going to be living in a bubble. We all going to be home or whatever. I don't want to make anybody's day gloomy. I'm just talking facts. Everybody know how my introduction go. It goes like how I feel. And that's how I feel. I feel like talking about Christmas. I feel like talking about COVID. When do it stop? Is it really something that somebody invented somewhere a scientist invented in a lab, control population? Somebody texted me and said Christmas is about Jesus' birth. That's why we celebrate it. Okay. We celebrate it for Jesus' birth. That's what's up. I'm not going to knock you. To each day on. You take a sip. I'm sipping on 1800, some tequila tonight. Usually I'm sipping on Tito's. Once again, if you called in and you want to say something, you got to press the one button so I know you're there. If you clicked on the link, you just be able to listen. We got a really good damn show tonight. I'm telling you, we got a good show tonight. Tell a friend, call somebody, get your popcorn, let everybody know. We got a hell of a show coming tonight. We got one of the original members of the Bugle Boys coming on here tonight. I don't know if you remember them, but I used to sit on my porch with my friends, 31st Street and 17th Ave, and I used to see the Bugle Boys walking by. And me and my friends, we didn't understand. We didn't understand what was going on. We were just looking, you know, like we was at awe. Because we was like, look at these guys, you know, they pop locking and jumping and dancing, and you know they doing all this stuff to us. We didn't understand. You know, we thought it was funny. We didn't know. We didn't know them same guys was traveling all over the world. We didn't know that those same guys was going places that we would never go, meet people that we would never meet, seeing things that we would never see, eating food that we would never eat, and rubbing elbows with some of the best, some of the likes of Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, Milli Vanilli, LL Cool J, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, Moni Love. It was funny to us because we didn't know. We just was sitting on the porch smoking weed and thinking we was cool. We didn't know. And probably a lot of people didn't know. But trust me, you're going to know tonight. You're going to find out tonight. You're going to find out tonight. You're going to find out from the beginning to the end about the Bugle Boys. The Bugle Boys from Paterson, New Jersey, who danced their way to stardom, battled the likes of Scoop and Scrap, Big Daddy Kane dancers, visited Latin quarters, traveled to Japan and California, and I'm gonna let him tell you more best than I could tell you, because I'll probably get it all wrong. But anyway, I want to thank everybody on the phone lines. The phone lines is lit up, and that's the way I love it. I'm Jay Sean, your host for the evening, the relationship guru, Mr. F. Love. We usually talk about relationships and stuff, but tonight we're talking about the Bugle Boys. And I know a lot of you out there like, who is the Bugle Boys? What is the Bugle Boys? You're about to find out in about 8 minutes. To find out all about who, what, and where, and when. Trust me on that. So I want everybody to sit back, like I said before, and get your popcorn and smoke your smoke and drink your drink and whatever you do, because you went for a ride tonight. Oh, I got a call. I got to take this. Hold on one second. I'm back. Testing. When you can hear me, that was my guest right there. He having trouble getting through. Like I said, Some phone companies, they not allowing some phone companies to call this app, and I don't know why, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of this because I spent a lot of money for this app, so I should be able to have everybody on here. So what we're going to do, everybody, don't go nowhere. We're gonna take a quick break, pay some bills, and I'm going to reach out to my guests for the evening. And like I said, if you're having trouble, calling into the show. Maybe you could have somebody call in on a three-way or call in from a landline or something like that, or click on the link, or somebody could share the link with you. Because certain phone companies can't call through. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to touch base with my guest, and we'll be right back with my guest for the evening. I don't even want to say who it is. Even though everybody knows who it is. But we'll be right back after this song. Peace.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
I really do love you. love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. Uh-oh. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can sink a ship. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rush it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
It's been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works.
Yeah,
when there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Whoa.
I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you, I wanna see you. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. It's Friday, December 17th. And my guest is on the line. We I'm happy to announce he's right on time. I thought he was gonna be a little bit late, but he's right on time. Like I said earlier, this is not somebody that somebody called me up to interview or friend of a friend of a friend. This is a brother. This is my personal friend, my companion. We got many, many, many years of friendship. We've been through ups and downs together, you know, laughs, tears, and happiness and everything. And I'm just glad he here, you know what I'm saying, on my show here to tell his story. Because, you know, this is one thing you're going to learn tonight. You're going to learn tonight that it could be your coworker, your upstairs neighbor, somebody that you see in the store, somebody that you see and you never know. That person could have did things that you never would imagine. You could be sitting next to somebody who traveled across the world and back. You could be sitting to somebody that worked at a Fortune 500 company and you would never know, because they taking the bus now. Never underestimate a person. Never underestimate anybody. With that being said, or without any further ado, I want to bring in my guest for the evening. His name is Darnell Teller, also known as Avenue D. Avenue D, Avenue D, is you with me tonight?
We're here. I believe you in the door. Your blessings, anyone who's listening, yes, I'm here.
What's going on, brother? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Jay? I'm happy to be here on the cast right now. Love everyone. Any listeners? Yes. Avenue D from the Bugle Boys. I'm on board. Anybody that wants to ask any questions, I'm still here. One half of the Bugle Boys. But yes. What's up, Jay?
Yo, you got my phone lines lit up, man. I'm telling you, anybody at any time, if you want to speak to Avenue D, Darnell, or me, or somebody, you got to press 1 so I can know you on the line. You have to press 1, and then I'll know you there, and I'll bring you in. So, man, this is beautiful, bro. This is beautiful. You sound
sure
good.
Enough, sure
make sure you talk. Make sure you talk into the phone. You sound a little low. But
thank you. I'm with you.
Well, you got people pressing 1 already to talk to you. Y'all bear with me. Just give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Sure.
How you feel? How you feel tonight? How you feeling tonight, D?
Tonight I feel great. I'm happy to be here, right here on the cast, and to answer any questions. Love being here. Yes, the Bugle Boys at large. This is one. It's 6 of us, but this is one to be speaking. Anyone that's hearing? Or on my behalf, I'm here with you, Jay, and I'm happy to know you. I knew you for years, like you said, and bring on anything that anyone would like to know. Yes.
Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to do something I never did before. I am going to take a caller before we even start the damn interview. I'm going to take a caller. Hold on 1 second. Let's see what this is.
Okay.
8932, you on the line? 8932? Hello?
You may have got disconnected, you know. Try another one.
8932, you on the line? Must got a bad connection. All right, well, Well, just stay on the line. We'll come back to you, 8932. We come back to you. We'll come back to them. That's a 404 area code. We couldn't hear them. But anyway, let's start this thing off. You're from Paterson, New Jersey, right?
Yes, sir. Paterson, New Jersey, East Side.
You from Paterson, New Jersey. Okay. Everybody know that the Bugle Boys was a dance group. Everybody know that, okay? Or if they don't know, now they know. Question to you is, how old were you when you first started dancing?
Okay. When I first started dancing, I would say, put it like this. I was about in, like, 5th grade. I went to St. Teresa on the east side of Paterson. Believe it or not,
okay.
I never told nobody this, but I always wanted to dance. I used to watch Soul Train, and I got inspired, believe it or not. You can laugh, but it's really true, by the movie, not the movie, the TV show Fame. And I used to watch them, and I was like, I want to learn how to dance. So I had to dance. I started dancing in my living room. Then I had to learn how to do the moves, how to stretch my legs and everything, try to kick up and down, but I was street. So I had to, like, learn how to street dance, and that's where it started. That's where it started, Jay.
So you used to watch Fame?
Yes, on TV, yes. Irene Cara, because I had a crush on Irene Cara. She was a singer
I used to hate that show. I really did.
Back then, the main star, believe it or not, long story short, it was Leroy. He was like a thug dancer from the Bronx, from New York. So not trying to dance like him, but I wanted to learn how to dance, and I was into martial arts, so I knew I had to stretch, work out. Then I had to learn how to street dance. That's when hip-hop kind of, like, was coming along, like, big time back then. So I was, like, hearing about hip-hop from the Bronx. That's how it started, and I started street dancing.
We're gonna touch back. I gotta bring in some of these callers, man. I got a lot of callers out here. Hold on 1 second. 1 second. We gotta bring in one of these callers. 1 second. Give me a minute. Let's bring in one. Darnell.
Yes.
Darnell.
Yeah, I'm here.
Darnell.
Yes.
I got a caller on the line. I want to try to see. Hey, brother, 7262. Go ahead. He said you might know him, Darnell.
Hey, yo,
go ahead, brother.
D.
Yeah.
D, I think you might remember me, man. We did a little thing at Kennedy High School one time for your cousin when she was a teacher out there.
Okay. Well, Kennedy, yes, I do know, of course, the Knights. Represents the Knights. Good up.
So do you know who that is? You know who that is, Darnell?
Offhand, no. What did they call you back
okay.
then?
give them another, hint, brother. Give them another hint.
Okay. It was something about slime in there somewhere.
Yes, that was one of the Mule Boys. That was slime. He was 5%. Yes. Hold up. So who is this? That's him?
Who do you think it is?
Hey, yo. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. We're talking about Slash, a.k.a. Will, a.k.a. Mark. Slime, what's good? Slime, what's good? Slime.
Hey,
I love you. That's my...
Hey, look, I got some other dudes that want to say something to you, too, real quick.
Yeah, that's my brother right here. Slime, yeah.
Hey, I remember we went to go see Vanessa Del Rio together. You know who this is?
Oh, my God, no. Who is it?
It's Mel.
Say it again?
This is Mel.
Stop playing.
Mel.
That's another one. Another brother. I know who it is. Oh, my. All right.
Yeah.
What's up, boy?
Yeah, what's up? What's up, man? This is the another guy that you didn't want in the Bigger Boys.
Who is this now? I know this is not unique, is it?
What's up, Darnell? What's up, my brother?
Oh, my God. No, first of all.
Love you, man. I miss you, man. I'm looking for you.
How you doing?
Hey,
Unique is from the fourth ward, too.
Oh,
he's been around. I know.
There's really one important thing that needs to be said. Go ahead, Sean.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hey, yo. This the dude that missed your leg and you fell off the stage.
Who is this now?
But you played it off with a dope move, so everybody thought it was part of the show. It was in London.
This got to be Sharif.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yo, Sharif,
love all of y'all. Sharif, I was telling you, Sean, about. Yes. Very true, man. Celebration to everybody. What's going on,
We love you. We miss you. You know what I'm saying? We want to see you. You know what I'm saying? And this was a great opportunity. We thank the host dearly, you know, for reaching out and getting that stuff out there and doing this because it's important. And like you said, a lot of people used to laugh as we walked past the streets. But they didn't know we was in write-out magazine. We was doing
Word Up magazine.
Jet magazine too. We was in Jet too.
Jet
magazine we did too.
Yes, we were.
Yes,
hey,
we
yo,
were.
Black Street wouldn't be a Black Street.
Real Roxanne would be a Real Roxanne.
Nope.
Yes.
Jam Master Jay. All of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yo, 1 minute. I had Darnell, I had reached out to Sharif's sister, and then she plugged me with Sharif, and then Sharif told me, don't even worry about it. He, Sharif put all this shit together, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So
yes, sir.
And It's all love, you know what I mean? But like you said, that's true, my man, whoever said that, because me and my friends, like, we thought we was cool and tough, and we used to, yeah, I used to walk by, because I lived down the street from Sharif. Sharif lived between Park Ave and 17th. I lived between 17th and
18th.
And y'all used to walk by with that bebop and stuff. We didn't understand it, so we thought it was funny. You know, we didn't really know daggle them dancing dudes. You know what I mean? But we didn't know the real science. We didn't know science. You know what I mean? I didn't even know Sharif was a bugle boy, and I knew Sharif when we came into the nation together and we became righteous and everything, but I never knew that he was walking past my house as a bugle boy. I never even knew that.
Right.
I just met Sharif. We was 5%ers and all that stuff like that.
Right, right.
But yo, check it out. Let me throw this in, Sharif. Really, if I'm correct, really the Bugle Boys started, really, if I'm correct, it was because of Sharif. Because I was on East 32nd Street. We met up. He knew Poochie. Rest in peace to Poochie, Glenn Pinchum.
Right.
Rest in peace.
Now, the dance I was doing, but Sharif mastered it. The Pee Wee Herman. Let's do the dance called the Pee Wee Herman. Then Sharif, you know, he showed us how to do the circle and do the Pee Wee Herman on our toes and dance around. And then he used to come to my house. Then he introduced me to Melvin and Poochie that lived on East 31st Street. This was before Unique. Unique lived down the street from me, but I didn't know of Unique. He was the last Bugle Boy. Big up Unique. He was the sixth Bugle Boy. So
yes,
we started dancing, and then Sharif put it all together, and then it started from there. It started from Sharif putting me, him, Poochie. Then that's when Mel came in. It all came together from there. It all started coming together.
Hey, wait a minute, because D messing this whole storyline up. I can't even help it.
All right, go ahead.
Look,
I want to hear your story. Let's hear your story.
Yeah, this is what happened. So Ray Cooley introduced me to you.
Oh, my, that's true, too.
That's how we started dancing. And then me and you went down the street and battled Melvin and Poochie.
That's true, too.
And then me and Melvin went to the Bergenfield Rink, which was hopping back in the day. Everybody came through there. Redhead before he was redhead.
Exactly, that's
everybody.
True. That's true.
And hey, then
Darnell.
What's good?
One second. Bugle Boys, one second. Darnell.
Yeah.
Somebody on the line want to say something. 8932, you on the line. Go ahead.
Yo, what's going on, family?
What's going on? What's good? All right, that's good to hear from you.
I'll let's reminisce real quick. Your first club you went to in New York, me and you was online at Roseland.
Yes.
Think back.
Of course, I know Roseland, yes.
Oh, you remember
who
we were
that,
online and getting to meet you and Mike?
Cousin, the first cousin. Oh, my God.
Me, you, and Mike was there. Is that beautiful?
Yes.
Think about it. Go through your mental Rolodex, sir.
Oh, God, you got me going back. Rosalind is the first one.
Think about you breakdancing on cardboard in the middle of the street, me, you, and BB. Well, I couldn't breakdance, but I'm saying.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
Back.
Oh, yo, G, what was
think
the
of the mini bikes on 32nd
street,
street
from you.
Yep.
Hold up. Oh,
think back.
You guys got me going at. All right, I give up. Who are you?
32nd Street.
Yes.
You don't remember Sam. Uh-huh.
Hold up.
Sam, hold up.
This is Sam?
Sam.
Yes, sir.
Sam Farrar.
You got it.
No, Sam. Sam used to live across the street from your Sam.
30 years.
Oh my.
Wait, 30 years.
Well, yes.
Move that was down the street.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. 30 years, man. I've been in Atlanta for 30 years. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Yeah, yeah.
Sam with that drive motorcycles too, or you too?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Hold up.
Dexter, like,
oh, my God. Yes, you know Dexter. That's his brother.
Yeah.
I know.
Go through your mental roller, Dexter.
I don't have to go no further.
He's going to be on here tonight.
He brought in breakdancing.
Yeah.
That's when he was doing cardboard in the middle of the street.
Hey, yo,
way back.
Yo,
with kangaroos on.
Cardboard on you, G. He brought out the cardboard.
That's how far we go back to high top phase.
Me and Sam go back like little. We used to play like hide and go seek tag. We used to play. We used to hide
middle of the street.
Yes, Sam is like.
Hey, yo, Mel.
Really,
the kid that lived in the street from him on the corner.
Before Bugle Boys, yeah. Oh my God, Sam!
I think I know who he is.
And Stevie used to be with us.
He real dark
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, but I just wanted to reach. Yeah, man. But I just wanted to reach out real quick, man. I was on the line. I couldn't get on earlier, but I just wanted to reach out and say one love, man. We'll try to reach out when I get up that way again.
I gotta give love to Sam Farrar, because before everything, yes, I knew Sam. He lived across the street. I used to holler, Sam, come outside. He'll come out. And we'll play running around East 32nd Street and stuff at night until we had to go in. And Stevie Leggett, can't forget him. Shout out Leggett. This wow, what's good, Sam? I'm glad to hear from you.
Yeah, just wanted to reach out, man. Yeah,
no doubt, Sam. I'm still here, man. I'm still here with you, bro.
I got you. Next time I come through, man, we'll break bread, though.
One way or another, you'll find me. I'm gonna find you because we still here. All right, Sam.
Not a problem, sir.
Yes.
All right.
We're looking out.
Keep up the good work, Friday, man.
Darnell, where you at? Darnell's looking for you on Governor Street.
Okay, I was on Governor Street because you know that right now I'm towards downtown, going by Eastside Park. If you me up, if you look me up, because I'm gonna look you up for. I know you.
Yeah, look me up.
I know.
You know me. Of course you know me, fam. You can't take that. Yeah.
You was like one of my first friends, like when I moved on East 32nd Street. You, Stevie, and me, and BB.
Yeah, man. We got stories we can tell for days, but I don't want to clog up your line on it. But it's good. I'm glad for my man to have this platform out here to be able to do this. So thank you for your
Sam.
Platform.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Thank you. And I'm going to find you, Sam, because I know you. I'm going to find you. All right?
I got you. All right.
Thank you very much, Sam.
No problem. One love, yo.
Peace.
Right.
Cool.
Peace.
Wow.
All right, so Darnell, we want to talk about one situation that none of us completely understood. I got to ask this question out loud for myself.
Sure.
So you remember us auditioning at the Apollo? Come on.
Oh. I'll say one thing. There's one person, a female, you did not want to be a part of it.
There you go. There you go. Better put, we didn't know she was going to be a part of it.
Exactly.
And she, oh, my God. Y'all used to hate it. Say, yo, why she got to come? And she, I was like, yo, that's my peoples right there. You was like, no, she ain't a part of the Bugle Boys. Then she was like, I'm a Bugle Boy, too. You know, she had a sheepskin on. She was representing back in the day. She was like, and she never did do it. And she would never do the routines right. She would do it different. But she know the
exactly.
You're right about that.
You're right.
And
you're right. Sitting there balleting up our routine.
Wow.
We had so many tryouts that Apollo never did it.
Oh, wow.
I'll just never forget that day. We were so surprised. We standing there on that stage,
yep,
and all of a sudden we see her come across the stage.
Yo, one second.
Bugle Boys.
Wow, incredible.
Bugle Boys. Y'all gotta give me 1 second. We gotta pay some bills. We're gonna be right back, man. I want y'all to think of everything y'all ever wanted, all the trips y'all been out of overseas. Everybody wanna hear that stuff, you know what I mean?
We all got stories. We all know.
Y'all done did stuff that people dream of doing. But look, we're gonna be right back after this song. You know, everybody, we're gonna be right back with the Bugle Boys after this song on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast.
All right, Beth.
Yeah.
Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you can buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yo.
Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a dare. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Music loud.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Nah, ain't no way to music.
Go, man. Being real, being genuine. Yourself.
Hey, go back into the story when you get back on, though.
Say again?
Go back into the story when you get back on.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. We got the Bugle Boys on the line tonight.
Yes, sir.
We got the Bugle Boys, the 80s phenomenal dance group. You know what I mean? We got the Bugle Boys.
Yes, I do.
You know what I mean? This is some real epic shit right here. You know what I mean? I want to really thank Therese, you know, for putting it together. You know, I'm getting all y'all together. I want to thank Darnell, you know what I'm saying, for taking time out to come on this show. But, you know, we want to hear some more stories of, you know, some more of that international shit, like when y'all was overseas or something like that. Who want to tell a quick story or some shit?
Go ahead, Mark, if you want to start.
Mark,
yes, sir.
Y'all can go ahead, because, you know, most of my shit going to be like, you know, remember when Real Roxanne couldn't get that chair part?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
She was trying
yes, sir.
She was trying to do the Janet Jackson chair trick.
Hey, yo.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
Remember what Jam Master Jay said to us?
Yo,
after we came up the stage?
He thanked us.
He thanked
us for still being, for having
Jam Master Jay, right? Rest in peace.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Rest in peace. Yes, sir.
Right.
Wow. Professionalism on the stage. I think, like, one of the things everybody has to understand about the Bugle Boys that we didn't know, I think Melvin said this to me the other day on the phone. It came together organically. I don't think anybody could tell you exactly why or how. We have all been dancing in our own right, doing our own thing, but I can't explain how being 15, 16 years old in Paterson, New Jersey, were they telling you that you got three things that can happen in your life, that one, you're black, two, you're poor, and three, you might end up in jail, and you can only change two of those things. You could become smarter and become rich or stay out of jail. And we out of jail, like, we ain't got no damn sense. Like, we ain't got no sense. And, but
exactly.
What's amazing to me, guys, is that when we were doing this, we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't realize we were creating a movement. We didn't know that people felt the way they felt about us. You know,
exactly.
So we start walking the streets and people in Englewood, New Jersey, hey, ain't you a Bugle Boy? Or, you know, you be somewhere and people know who you are.
Exactly. And what he said, that's very true. We didn't know what we were doing, but then we made a name for ourselves in Paterson. We went to Englewood, Newark, New Jersey. Then we started spreading out in New York on the street. Then I got to give shout-outs to Donovan. Donovan really introduced us, right, to people in New York. That's how we really started going on videos and getting around and going to clubs. It was from Donovan.
LL Cool J dancing.
LL Cool, yeah, exactly. And MC Light, he was like, MC Light, he's like, yeah, I know MC Light, I know everyone. You know, you guys come with me, we could do things. So we went to hip hop, to club, we did everything in New York. And they would say, you guys are from Jersey? Yes, we are from Jersey. We're not from New York. And we made a name for Jersey.
Hey, D.
What's good?
Rooftop, JAC crew.
Oh, JAC, yeah. Yes. JAC.
IOU
dancer.
How long,
Bugle Boys. Wait, hold up, boy. Let me say this right now. I was talking about this. If any of you, the six of us, the ones that's on the phone now, did we or not defeat and battle Scoob and Scrap?
Yeah.
We beat them.
In LA and Jersey. Yes. Now we got love for Scoob and Scrap. We got love for them. Daddy Kane dancers, you know, love Kane. But we did our thing and Melvin and Sharif definitely in LA and all six of us in I think it was Latin Quarter. We did it there too. Yes, we did.
That's when school was still part of IOU.
Yeah, the IOU dancers in New York.
And a lot of people don't know that. The boys too.
Yes. Heavy D dancers.
Heavy D. Yes.
Hey. Yes, speaking of which, God bless that man because he did a lot for us too. What's their name? The record company, the label you work for, ended up becoming president of that company.
Wow, I forget that too.
Who did he with that?
Uptown.
Uptown.
It could have been Uptown.
Yeah. It was Uptown.
Wow.
It was Uptown. Yeah.
Uptown.
He's president over.
Uptown. Really, it was Uptown. Yeah, it was Uptown.
And we met him, and I'll be sure.
Yes, sir.
At Rutgers.
Darnell. So there.
Yes, sir.
I'm here. Yo. Let me we got another caller that want to come in. One second, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
3282. You on the line?
I'm here, brother.
All right.
Speak to Darnell.
Yeah, Darnell, I was told by the host, Mr. Jay Sean, to throw a hint, and you might know who this is. I'm listening to all of the brothers over here reminiscing. It's like a reunion. It's a beautiful thing to listen to what you guys went through in the 80s. But
thank you, Paul.
You and I did something together, Jay. I mean, Darnell. Well, I did something with Jay, too, but in terms of our business. But I remember one time you, I, and the girls, we went to the shelter over in New York together, and I saw your dance girls.
Wow.
I said, damn, this boy can dance. You know who I am?
Yes, sir.
You know who that is?
This is the godfather of dance, too. He's the godfather in dance in other ways, too, that inspired me. Good times and bad, you know, not really bad, but this is Forrest. Forrest from
Yes, sir. Always good, never bad.
Climax
always
production.
Good.
Climax. How
Climax
you doing, Forrest?
Yeah. I just want to say peace to all the brothers out there, man. Y'all gave a terrific story out there, man. I was enjoying it listening to y'all, man.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.
On behalf of the crew, Forrest, they don't know you, but I know them. They would have loved being around you. You're a great person, inspirational. I mean, godfather, call it what you want. You mastered the plan no matter what. You made it from New York, anywhere. When it comes to, like, when you did, you know, on an upper scale, you did your business. On the adult side, you knew what you were doing, and you made it lovable to anybody that would like to come and experience and see. Thank you, Forrest.
Not a problem, brother. Thank you. And to all the brothers out there, I didn't know them, but like I said, if I had met the other brothers that were part of the Bugle Boys, we all would have had fun because we definitely would have had some of the ladies for a little private affair. Yeah.
Hey, Forrest, I don't mean to cut you off. Let me bring up somebody. Let me bring up the Bugle Boys that they don't even know. Somebody I taught the dance that used to dance on the male side with you. I forget what they called him. He used to dance with Sensation.
You talking about Notorious?
Yes. I taught him how to dance as a kid. That's when he got up, that's when he ran into you and got with Sensation.
Right.
That's how all that started and all that dancing. And they asked me to do it. I was like, nah, I'm hanging with the Bugle Boy side. I'm gonna do that. but then I was running around with you guys. You and like to give shout outs to Jay Sean too. It was all of us. That's when that saga started. But going back, but thanks a lot, Forrest, a lot. You helped too in different ways because he was a part of the Bugle Boys. They don't even know it. Not all of them. But because of me, that young guy that you know, yes, Notorious.
Yeah,
that's
got
how he started with you.
He got started with you, yeah. Well, they all got to get a start, you know. And that was good, you know.
Well, thanks, Forrest. Love you to death, man. You still my dude, man. I would love to see. Last time we met up, me and you had differences. It was me. It wasn't you. I knew what it was. Well, we still had a good time, and you're still number one, man, when it comes to that. You number one still.
All right, well,
that's
you are too,
up.
Brother. And peace and blessings to the rest of the Bugle Boys out there, brother. May you brothers have a good life, man. Stay healthy out there.
That's my man, Forrest Nance. He got his own podcast Saturdays. It's about
we gotta hit him up too, yo.
It's the same phone number, but
check
it's
out.
Saturday at 7:00. It's about you know, health and like how to eat right and live right and stuff. He got his own podcast. It's called Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. So if anybody interested in finding out about organic foods and how to bring your blood pressure down, defeat diabetes and all that. You know, that's the show Saturday nights at 7:00.
Thanks for calling, Forrest.
No problem,
you
brother.
Teach one, man.
That's right.
Yeah, thanks, Forrest. Love Forrest to death.
Somebody
all right,
just get out there. This is Mark again.
I wanna
I want to hear some of them, I want to hear some of the early stories, like before y'all got put on. I don't know how many people saw the Wu-Tang Clan series when they say that,
right, they say that
Old Dirty Bastard, he was the one. Like, he was the one that always knew they were stars. Like, he was the one that that drilled it into them, that pumped it into them, that, yo, we going to make it. We going to make it one day. We going to do it. We got to keep doing it. Who was that out of the Bugle Boys? Who was the one that always knew?
I can tell you that, who the pain in the ass in the Bugle Boys was.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, hold up. Maybe I'm on the same. Wait, hold up. Let me tell you. Hold up. You know, to me. Now I'm gonna let Unique answer that. But I'm gonna say this. I think the RZA of Bugle Boys was Mark, because he would always he'd be like, yo, we have to do it like this, and we got to make sure of this. And he's like, man, come on, forget that. He's like, well, we got, everything has to be right. We're like, man, we don't care about that.
I want to know who was the pain in the ass.
All right, I don't know.
Mark.
Go ahead.
Mark. I was chasing people.
The same person, the RZA. Mark was the RZA.
Yeah, that was Mark. That's Mark.
That's why I say he was the RZA of the Bugle Boys. He used to be a pain in the ass. You were
pain
Mark.
Yeah.
Slime. I'll go with Slime. And
yeah,
Slime.
I own it.
Yeah, and he.
But you know what I wanted to say, though? For real? The reality is that there was a point in time where we was in DACA artists and good artists, to the point that we actually moved out front and didn't need an artist. And that's the shit I never seen to this day. Where and you know, maybe you think you can dance and all this stuff now, but back in our day, nobody was doing that. Nobody, there were high-end dancers. We did I'm Gonna Get You Sucker premiere show.
Exactly.
You guys remember that?
Yeah.
I'm Gonna Get
You and all them shit. Yeah,
yep.
I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. And we danced in. That's how we met Keith Sweat and Guy and all these motherfuckers backstage in the green room, you know.
Yeah.
So I just want people to understand that sometimes, you know, Patterson always gets this rap, you know, about, you know, being a slum and, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, dude, I wouldn't change a thing about anything
we went through.
I wouldn't change a thing about anything that we did. You know, it was beautiful. You know, it's going to be something that is a part of us for the rest of our fucking life. And I, again, Rachel, I appreciate this more. I'm glad, Shaz, thank you for calling me, putting me on, sending me the text. You know what I'm saying?
True,
because
that,
in all honesty, I love these men that's on this phone and the one that ain't here, man. And,
that's right.
You know, we was at each other's throats, but couldn't nobody touch us.
Exactly.
You know what? One thing that the person ain't here that was kind of the glue between all of us that's not
that's
here anymore is Poochie. It's Poochie.
Yes, sir.
He was our old dirty bastard.
Right.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
He was
big time.
Our old dirty bastard.
Big time.
Yep. And he kept the laugh. Y'all know y'all can hear that stupid ass laugh in your head right now. Well, I can't do it, but he did it.
Poochie. Yeah, Poochie.
You know, and you know, one other thing is that no matter who was driving who, the reality, and I was talking to Mel about this, the reality is that we were truly a group, and the reason why things meld so good together was because everybody contributed. Everybody contributed to every choreography that we ever had.
Yes, sir.
Everybody has something to bring. Yes, sir.
And no need to interrupt, but I really know. I still know the routine.
Hey. Wait. I got to tell this story real quick. So around my 40-something birthday, me and you go out to the club in the city, and I had my wife with me and a couple of friends. You know, we've done a little birthday party, little thing out in at Slate. in the city. And so some song came out, right. And I can't remember if Unique started first or if I started first.
And you
but
caught
I
on.
Unique.
I started first.
Unique started the routine, and I jumped right into it. And the one of the chicks that was with us was like, would y'all practice that? Yeah, a whole lot of motherfuckers.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
About 20 years ago.
And we tore that club up too, Mark. Everybody started like.
Yep, everybody. Hey, y'all would have been proud of us because we had a circle.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
We did show had a circle. Grown ass.
Right, right.
And we
yep.
can still
right,
do
right.
it,
bro. That was our thing.
Because you got to realize and understand, we named our routine.
Right.
Like, if we yeah. say Apollo, let's do the Apollo. We already knew what we were going to do. If we
yeah.
say, let's
do
Sensation.
Somebody could do two steps.
Sensation, yeah.
Somebody could do two steps and we'd be on point. And
yeah.
I think that was
right.
the best. That's what made us who we were, was that we weren't just a bunch of guys being told by two guys and one guy, hey, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. No, it was a unified front and a group. And, you know, we all knew each other so well. I remember us battling people. It could be just me and Melvin or Darnell and Unique. And all we had to know was that there was a buzz. That this is why people couldn't do nothing with us, because every floor we hit, there was always two more.
Yeah.
There was always two more.
That's right.
There's only two more coming. There's, oh, wait, no, there's another two. Wait a minute. You know, and we wasn't hard to look at. We wasn't hard to look at. We kept on sitting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We bucked the trend. You know what I'm saying? We bucked the trend.
Yeah.
You know,
and all the trend that's going on now, we've been did that.
Been
the headscarf, the jeans, the cut jeans, the Bugle Boy jeans,
two different pairs of sneakers, and
yeah, we
right.
did all of that.
And see, let me say this. One thing I give Melvin credit for, and Melvin, you there. Melvin,
yeah.
if I'm correct, he was the one that said, let's be called, call ourselves the Bugle Boys. Why? Because we had casual Bugle Boy look, and we were always wearing
yeah.
Bugle Boy uniforms. Like, we would
yeah.
go to the mall. And we would get Bugle Boy shirts and everything. We had all that. We even had like yes, there we go. Right.
New Jersey.
Right.
Yeah, I can't take full credit for that. That was me and Mark. You know what I'm saying? That was Mark and I. So
I'll
yeah,
give it to
yeah,
both of y'all.
Luckily, yeah, yeah.
Because really, one more thing I want to say. Because really, if you remember, shout out to Love It or Hate It, whatever, King Sun. He named us the Gangster Teen Dancers. That was our first name.
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, let's not do
it was
let's
gangster.
Not remember that. That was
but,
not good.
But we
that's,
was like, we ain't
yeah,
no gangsters.
Hey.
We ain't no gangsters.
That's no bueno. That's no bueno.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Then Melvin, we was in the pizza shop on Park Ave, you know, the pizza shop down there, it's still down there now. And I remember Melvin saying something like, well, why don't we call it, you know, the Bugle Boy Dancers? And we were looking at each other. We all had Bugle Boy shirts on and everything. We was like, yo, if it works, we'll say that.
Because
we weren't gangsters, so we changed gangster team.
That was organic. That was organic because they
yeah,
were already calling it that.
Yeah.
They were already calling us that, and that's what we, you know, so that was our
yeah,
style at that
that's
time.
True.
So we just okay.
Hey,
let's
so, so all the places that we darkened doors and was able to have guest list that Palladium.
Yep.
Funhouse.
Killer. Rooftop.
Yep.
Union Square. Killers.
Union
yep.
Square.
Sensation.
Yep.
Peppermint
yep.
Lounge. Peppermint Lounge in Newark.
Yep.
What's that other one? Club 88?
Club 88.
Yep.
Yeah. Did we do Webster Hall? I probably did Webster Hall later.
We
I think we did. We did.
Did we do something with, did we do something with Coney Island?
We did choreography for Bob and
did we do something with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Yeah. Oh, y'all remember shooting that?
CJ, I'm forgetting
hey,
all this.
Am I the only one who remembers remember the story? Remember when we were shooting Dance Party USA, we were going to PA to shoot that show all the time?
Someone, Dance Party USA.
Did they pull us over and make us stand outside of the car one time?
Yeah.
That wasn't the first time. That wasn't the first or the last time. I remember
it was
that actually happened.
And you know what else we did?
We went through some stuff when we, you know, coming up and still trying to do the right thing. You know, I'm proud of it, man. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of
All right. Hey, Sunline, check it out. Do you know what we did that was also legendary? Remember when we got asked to come into Manhattan, we did something with Fab Five Freddy.
I remember that.
Yes, we did. It's on record. Now, that's history.
It's like crazy
Fab Five Freddy.
The number of people that we got close to. I mean, people I run into today doing shit that I'm doing now. And, you know, it's just insane. Like, you know that, you know, you get to meet KRS-One back then, he was big. Knowing Kane back then, he was big.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Chuck D and, all, you know, all these niggas, you know, like, they all, yo, God bless them, Biz. You know, XYZ was in his, it was in his video.
Yo, we gonna we gonna take one more break and then I'm gonna come back and I got a question for all the Bugle Boys. But we gotta
we love to.
We'll be 1 second. We gotta go to one song and we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Right. Stay tuned. We got the Bugle Boys on the line.
Love my dudes. No problem.
Keeping it real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast.
Yeah, love, yeah. I'm all here by myself, just staring. Listen, I don't know what you do to me. Wait, it's so incredible.
You got me staring at this phone.
At this phone.
And I can't wait to get home.
See,
I don't like being alone.
All alone, girl.
Baby, got up in my zone. Girl, you got me staring at this phone.
At this phone.
And I can't wait till you get home.
I'm coming home,
see, I don't like being alone.
Yes, some time has passed, you still haven't called me.
Too much.
I'm still thinking about the night you took off.
Damn.
I know I'm supposed to be a man to stay bottled up, but you got me feeling all alone, baby, not like us.
No.
I gotta go out there and find you and just remind you how we fell in love in front of sound. You told me how I realized when you were gone. Now I see what you've been talking about this whole time. I can't lose you, baby, you my other half. Now I'm in the house looking at these damn photographs. Life goes on, that's what I had told you. I should've been smart and say, baby, let me hold you.
Being alone,
shocked up on myself,
All
up in the zone. Your body got some features, we love your redeemer. I feel your frequency on my radio receiver. I love you in the spot right now, feeling hot right now, waiting on me to kill that swap right now. Yeah, it's going down for all of your pleasure. My niggas hella good, something you couldn't measure.
Now
trying to hit the spot with a long night of pleasure. You're back in love spot, it's always getting wetter.
Girl,
girl.
Because
you're not home girl.
Anymore.
Alone.
See you trapped in your zone.
In my zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio podcast. And, man, I just sat back. You know what I'm saying? I just sat back and watched the magic tonight and watched the love. This the easiest podcast I had in a year and a half. I just sat back and watched the magic, watched the wizards, you know, get busy.
True that.
The OGs. But look, I just got one thing. It's Darnell, and it's what? And it's Sharice, and it's Unique, and it's Melvin. Is it anybody else? That's just it.
Mark. All right. Mark. You got that.
Mark. Okay. I want to give everybody the opportunity one at a time. Everybody the opportunity one at a time before we close it out to say anything that you might have feel like you want to say to the other members or that you always wanted to say or something that you want to say in case, like, you never get this opportunity again. Say it. You know what I'm saying? Because this is real. This is some real shit to bring all of y'all together at the same time, because I'm sure it's been years and years and years and years since y'all all been together to talk like this. You know what I mean? So, I want to give everybody the opportunity one at a time to just say something to the rest of the group, you know what I mean, like, in case this might never happen again, even though we hope that it will, you know what I mean, but I know, who want to go first?
Okay, Darnell, I'll go first and last with this one, or whatever.
Okay.
Really, I would like to thank you for bringing us together at one time all together, because there could have been times, like Mark said, he was with Unique and went to a party and represented. There's times I seen KB. That's something else. But he was not a bugle boy, but a brother to Sharif. You know, to see these people. Now, all of us, except for the one, rest in peace, we're all together. We're talking. We're speaking. There's nothing bad I can say. We had good times and bad times, but that was the bugle boy times. That's what we did. We all helped. We taught each other, and we taught a lot of other people. And now we're teaching on the internet the world of what we've been through. Whatever you did, somebody else has already done, meaning we did
That's
it,
right.
and somebody did it before us. So you can't really tell us, like, well, it's something new. All right. Well, really, it's not. Maybe you sharpened up the skills, but it's nothing new. So peace up to the Bugle Boys, everyone that's on the phone right now. And thank you, Jay, for bringing us all together, because at one time, it's not like we're all going to meet in pad. I'm not going to say it can't happen, but it hasn't happened. Right now on this station, which you brought us on your cast, thank you. Next one.
You're welcome.
Tyler, you want to go next?
Take
it. I said, you want to go next?
Yes, man.
Because this is going to be recorded. This is recorded in the archives, so this is always going to be here. If it's the last time or whenever, we don't want to say it's the last time, but you never know. This is forever.
Yes. Yeah, I appreciate this platform, man. And I just, you know, I just want to say, you know, I love my brothers, man.
Thank you.
That is, they all, every one of them, I have my own, you know, personal relationship with, and they know how I feel about them. So,
yep.
You know, through our travels and through our us growing up and us coming together and doing something wonderful that we did, you know what I'm saying, that the legacy we created and the brand that we created, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'll live on.
True that.
And, you know, just love all of y'all. Serious. Yeah, I know.
Same here, bro.
Yeah, that's Mel.
Well, I'm next.
I could be next. It's right. Unique.
Unique.
The sixth Super Boy. I like to appreciate every last one of y'all because I was the youngest out of the group. And peace to Rayshawn about your podcast, and you know, hope you know everything else turned out fine for you with the broadcast. But that's the thing now, broadcasting. And
thank you.
You know, I just like to say thank you to everybody because you know I felt part of the family. I was the youngest, and you know I see things that I had never seen, like when we did that soundtrack of K-9 Posse, when you seen all the famous people. I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm like, oh wow, there's all these famous people. That was I think there's a lot of cable vision with WHT, HBO, everybody was out there. I just had fun. You know, I was like a kid. We was all in these clubs. I ain't paying not a dime to get in.
None of us.
Never,
right?
Never paid.
And it's just not just us Super Boys, you know what I'm saying? Like, to this day, when I go to the dance floor, everybody say, yo, watch out. That's a Super Boy right there.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
To this day, like, you know, niggas don't really want to fuck with me on the dance floor to this day. I really still got it. You know what I'm saying?
I really still got it.
And again, you know, it's not just Group of Boys. It's just like we know everybody, you know, like from KB to Prince to Master Born. You know,
yes,
they,
sir.
They changed their names now, but, you know, K-Born, Prince T.
Yes, sir.
You know, Foundation.
Yes, sir.
Just I. You know, we
just
like,
just I. Yes, sir.
31st Street, 32nd Street, Park Ave.
Blockbusters. Blockbusters. Yes.
Blockbusters, yes. The Midnight Riders, you know, all of that. So I just like to say, thank y'all brothers, man. And we need to get up again, you know, like we did the Virginia thing. We need to set something up.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Sean, you know, and I was we got something in the works. We was trying to do something before the close of the year, but it's got,
you know,
got crazy.
I'm gonna close out by saying I love y'all, man.
And I love
you.
You was the last Bugle Boy. He's the youngest. He was the last one. That's why he said, you know, I wasn't sure, but to make an even squad, good looking out, you, and thank you for what you said.
Hey, true story, real quick story. We had to sit down with his mother. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we did.
Pull him out of football. Pull him out of football. Yeah, dance with us. Going to do football. You know what I'm saying?
I cannot watch Temptations and that part where they go get Bass or Blue or whatever the hell his name is, and they had to talk to his mother without thinking about Unique and his mom.
Where's Farm Dog? I forgot about that. Thanks for bringing that up. I forgot about that.
Yes, sir. And you've been eyed ever since.
Sean, you want to flip a coin for it or?
Nah, go ahead, yo.
I just want to say, you know, I can't think of a better group of people that I could have taken a journey like this with. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the journey's still going. I don't miss a day. Y'all know that. You know, some of y'all see y'all phone ring and be like, yeah, I'm going to be on my phone for a minute with this dude. But
the reality is
that, like, we did something that I still am amazed about. Me and Mel talk about this all the time, where we don't even always feel comfortable telling people who we used to be. Because when you mention the kind of names that we mentioned, people are like, yeah, you don't know.
Right.
I was saying to Mel, I was talking about Peggy from that making of the bands with Diddy, right? And I was I heard a voice, and I was like, wait a minute, I know that chick. And everybody looking at me like, what? You don't know her. I was like,
she was
teaching us how to do timing, and we was fighting her the whole way.
We argued with her. We're not classically trained, you know what I'm saying? We put this together ourselves, so we not 5,
right.
7, 8. We 1, 2, 9, and 20. You know what I'm saying?
We're catching the middle of the drop.
Exactly.
So, you know, again, you know, to sum it all up, again, like, I love you guys. I miss you guys. You know what I'm saying? You know, I say, you know, we make this shit a once-a-month thing where we try to at least jump on for 30 minutes and just hoopla. I do think, and Jason, I heard that you write stuff. Yo, bro,
yes.
I do think the Bugle Boy storyline and what it did in Patterson and across the world is worth telling. I really think it
yes,
is.
It is.
I really think
it
is.
And your Mark and Mel, Jay Sean told me years ago he wanted to write a story about me. It has to be about us. What you just said, Jay Sean is a good writer.
Yeah, it should be done.
I'm glad you brought it up to him again. That's on you, Jay. All right, Mark, finish. All right, do what you're doing. Let Sharif come.
Yeah, no, that's it, bro. I love y'all. You know what I'm – you know, hey, one thing, Darnell, you don't know this, but Cindy passed away, my ex. So, you know, I look at that, and I look at everything that's happened in my lifetime and where that woman was when she was at the Bugle Boys, you know, Apollo tryouts. Everywhere we ever went,
history,
the girl was tagging along.
He was
in history.
Yes,
and, you know, the reality is that we can't keep going around believing that we got tomorrow to say what we should be saying today. You know,
right.
And, you know, I don't want it to be done without saying to y'all that I love each and every one of you. You know what I'm saying? And y'all meant something to my life. No matter what we might have been through, it's only made our relationship stronger. You know what I'm saying? So, peace and love, bro. All
stay
of y'all.
Appreciate
each and every one of y'all.
Stay left. Thank
you.
Do that.
I
all right, Sharif. I know Sharif, lads. That's my boy,
you know,
Sharif.
You know.
Take it on.
All right, so look. I don't know if y'all know this, but I got to give thanks to Father Nate Sean.
Right. True that.
Yes.
The Godfather Nate Sean is the one that took me to the rooftop and got me dancing.
Up
and told me that I could do that.
And as a side note, Sean, he also put style in all of us when it came to dressing.
Yes,
so.
Right. But the God took me to New York, put me down on dancing at the rooftop. While he did his thing, I danced. I came back. You know what I'm saying? And he's gone now. And brothers like Poochie, who's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I give thanks to Father Nate Sean, Poochie, Charlie Murphy for letting us
Charlie
in.
Charlie Murphy, yeah.
True that. That's
yeah.
Why I tell Jay Sean, like, we knew these people. Yes.
Right,
yes.
To get down with them, you know what I'm saying? So these brothers, even though they wasn't, you know, even Poochie was a part of Bugle Boys, but all of them doesn't have something to do with us getting on. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And then, you know, when that all came down, we all got together and started doing all these shows and stuff. You know, some of us got to go overseas, some of us didn't get to go. But some of us still did videos back at home while others was rocking other shows. We got to perform on Soul Train, American Bandstand, Dance Party USA, The Grind, MTV, you know what I'm saying, City Hall Show, the first rap group. No matter if it was three that was on TV, it was still six.
Right.
You feel me?
Yes, sir.
When they saw three Bugle Boys on the Senior Hall, they really saw six. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? And then I'd like to give thanks to Adiva, because Adiva, she saw us, and she believed in us, and she was able to, you know what I'm saying, take us overseas, you know what I'm saying, performing in front of, you know, people like Sharon Limos with Manili and Millie, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Being in the Queen's backyard, you know what I'm saying, watching the Berlin Wall fall down.
Yes,
you know
sir. That's what I said,
saying?
Berlin Wall. Yes.
In Germany, right. Touring with Kid and Play, touring with Rob Bass, you know what I'm saying?
Madonna.
Billy Idol.
Madonna.
Billy Idol, man.
You know what I'm saying? Madonna.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Billy Idol.
Remember when Hammer called us on stage? You know what I'm saying?
Remember,
once you
dancing behind Bobby Brown
at
Prerogative?
Right. Yeah, let me tell you something. We had water fights
with
Bobby Brown.
I told Jay Sean that. We had
water fights
on stage.
On tour.
In front of thousands of people. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Karen White. You know what I'm saying? Father
MC.
It goes on. So, but what I'm trying to say is that it took all of them to accept us into their world, so who we could become who you are. You know what I'm saying? So who could we could really shine as you did. You know what I'm saying?
As dancers.
And you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes,
that
sir.
Shit, like, to me, that meant a lot, man, just going over the seas. But like I said, even though all of us didn't go every place together, we still with the beautiful, you know what I'm saying?
Represented.
As,
exactly.
As one. You know
what
I'm saying? Right.
Right.
Yes, sir.
But we, and you know, and then when we was home and somebody wanted to battle, it was on.
It was on.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It was on. You know what I'm saying? So I like to take, you know what I'm saying, you know, I appreciate all y'all, man, because y'all all, you know what I'm saying, stuck in there, you know, everybody, we all had our problems, we all had things going on, but we knew one thing we could do was dance.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you feel me? So, like, everybody had their own style that made it one style. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? That's like Shaolin fighters. You know what I'm saying? It's different styles, but we always won. And that's what.
Yeah, I like the Wu-Tang reference, Brian. That's a huge, you know, compliment because yeah, we did come together like that. We did together like that.
Right. Yeah.
Sure did.
Yeah.
So you know, Darnell, you didn't get to make. We did do a Bugle Boys event. You didn't get to make it. When, you know what I'm saying? I gave it out in Virginia.
The BS.
Right.
Yeah.
Next time, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We can look forward to you to make that one. You know what I'm saying? But everybody came. And, we, you know what I'm saying? You were the only one that didn't make it. So we'll make sure next time that don't happen.
No problem.
But for sure.
Peace and love, yeah. Still love y'all anyway. No problem.
But on some real shit, all the countries we went to, all them places we went to, son, they got to know who we was, yo.
Yes, sir.
You feel me? From Japan to
Hey, Darnell, before you get off this phone, bro, do you have copies of the Word Up or Right Arm magazine?
You know something? I don't, but glad to be on the phone with you. The person that might can find it, that bought me online right now, Jay Sean, he might can find it.
All right. Okay. Cool.
He might can find it. I'll leave it like that. But that would be nice to see because I seen the picture of me, Melvin, and Sharif with Vernon and Dubit. I was like, where did he get this picture from?
Right.
I was like, oh,
Vernon and
Dubit. God.
Eddie Murphy brother. Right. Murphy brother, yo.
People don't know that.
Yeah. You know,
when you say Murphy,
and Kenny,
when you say Lynch.
And Kenny Parker for introducing us, yo. KS1 brother.
Is that how
yeah.
we got to know
him? Yeah, Kenny Parker.
Nah, we met them. It was me, you, Sharif, me, you.
Damn, Jay, you had a lot of archives. I don't even remember.
Right, the person that grabbed us was Kenny Parker, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, it was.
That was Kenny Parker's KS1 brother.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He the one that took us to meet Eddie Murphy brother and asked us to dance in that station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Mel, one question for you. Do you remember driving from Inglewood Cliffs in a convertible in the snow on Route 4? and doing a donut?
And
you're pointing towards Pat.
Yo, Jay, check this out, Jay. Every listener, hopefully they realize what we're saying is true. I don't even know if I think Melvin was driving. We came from Inglewood, New Jersey. Vernon said, just take the car. We took a BMW.
Yeah, yeah.
It was raining and sleet.
That was the sleet hit the window.
Wait, y'all went to White Castles, yo.
No, we went to White Castles, and somebody from the other side of the street in a pickup truck threw a bottle at the window.
And you know what Charlie Murphy said about y'all? He said, man, just bring the White Castles back, yo.
Yeah.
You knew Charlie,
Charlie was cool with us. Rest in peace to Charlie Murphy.
That nigga was stupid. The first time he walked into the house, and we was all sitting in there watching TV. And I thought it was Eddie. I ain't even going to lie to you. I looked at Melvin like, is that Eddie?
Right, right.
Charlie was the funniest.
Yeah, Charlie was funny.
And just how he did them stories on what you call it on Chappelle's show.
Prince and him.
It's exactly the way he would do it when he walked into the room.
He'd tell
stories like that. And drinking and you know, doing what he's doing, you know what I'm saying? But he had you laughing all night, man.
Right.
But
listen,
a documentary. Y'all need a documentary or a book or what's that Unsung that they do on TV.
We have the people that's gonna be pulled into that. That's gonna definitely, you know, pull into that. Like Shaw, you just was at that thing not too long ago with Mary J. Blige and Bob, right?
Yeah, we did the My Life joint.
When it's finally laid out and you see how many degrees of separation we have with all these people and at the infancy of their careers, it's gonna be incredible, man. I'm telling you, you don't know how many people, how many lives we touch, how many artists,
and we're still doing it.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
I gotta tell you something. Charlie Murphy told me to tell y'all, but
he was cool.
I was at Charlie's house before he passed away. You know what I'm saying? I was at the crib with him, in the crib with his wife. Yeah, and he told me if I see y'all, he said, you know, tell him, you know, say he missed everybody. You know what I'm saying? And he missed us falling on the ground with water guns and stuff like that.
Exactly. Let me tell you what he said.
He said, yo, y'all had mad balance. But when it came to that water fight,
we're always small.
Right. But he said he appreciated us, man. I was at the crib before he passed away, before his wife passed away too. Because she the one that told me to come back to the house when I left.
Wow.
And I didn't even know it was her. She was like, Charlie, come back to the house. I was like, who this? And Charlie was like, man, just come back to the house, yo. So I came back. And that's when he told me all that. He said, yo, man, I really miss y'all, bro. You know what I'm saying? So. And, you know, Vernon doing his thing,
him
too, man.
Too.
Vernon's
still doing movies. Yeah, he's still doing
movies. Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's still doing movies with Eddie and stuff, too. You know?
I just want y'all to know. Sharif, before I let Jay is running out of time, but we got to let him go. Remember when me and Vernon got in an argument, and he said, from now on, I'm going to call you Frank. We gonna call you Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I was like,
Hey Donnell. I just got one question. How'd you get hit by a motorcycle in London?
Yeah.
Hold up. Jay Sean, I'm going to ask you to meet Sharif.
How did you get hit by a motorcycle in London?
All right, I'm going to ask you
He got hit by a motorcycle in London?
All right.
Yeah.
Hold up. Jay, I'm going to ask Sharif. How did me, you, and I think Melvin was in with us, we got a jaywalking ticket. And they find us.
Oh yeah.
That was all three of us. We all three of us got that.
Yeah, all three of us.
I still got a warrant out there in California.
They sent it to Jersey
in London. We all got warrants in London.
We all got warrants.
They sent it to Jersey.
No. Yo, remember the cop stories?
I'm gonna let it go after this.
Place in London. Hey, yo, remember the cop stole we was going to rob the exchange place in London?
Yeah, I remember that. Yep. That was our second trip there or something like that, or first.
Yeah, they surrounded us, thought we was trying to rob the exchange place.
Yeah, because the way we was outside, yeah, I remember that. Yep. Yeah, profilers.
Wow. Right. Yeah, we got stories, Jay Sean, all day, all night. Now you hear it.
Oh, man.
Y'all got mad stories, man. Y'all been to London and all over.
All around the world.
Everywhere, man.
Around the world, man.
But look.
Around the world.
Man, around
look,
the world.
Yo,
and
more than
this,
we could do this all night. But, man, look, we got to try to close out. Oh man, I just been sitting back, like enjoying the love and enjoying the stories and everything, and then the brotherhood.
We thank you.
You know, I mean, if it's one thing that I got out of all this, and probably all the listeners got out of all of this, is that, man, y'all really got a love and a bond for each other. You know what I mean?
Yes,
no matter how far. No matter how far apart y'all is, or
how much y'all talk
on the phone.
Can I just say one thing to Darnell real quick?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
hey, I want to make sure all of us recognize one person that I have not heard in this conversation, and that's Miss Dell.
Yes, Miss Dell, yes.
Who is that?
She had a place for us to sleep when we needed.
Yeah.
She was a mother to all of us.
Take it home.
So let's not forget. God bless her. I love her. Miss her. You know?
Oh, my God. And you know something, Mark?
I didn't mean to do that to you, D, but I...
No, I love it. I love it. And thank you, Jay, for letting this interview go on. To the rest of the world, yes, that's true. And Mark, I got a daughter. She's 20 years old. Her name is Del Zora.
Oh,
that's her name.
You got to be kidding. Okay. That can come.
Wow.
I'm going to let that go.
That's what's up.
Jay Sean, you know her mother. But anyway, because you know what person.
Yeah.
A friend thing.
We got. Hey, Darnell, we got our own stories from our other
that's
part
something
of the
different.
Life that we went to.
But anyway,
you know
Mark,
what I mean? But this been Yo, this been real. I want to thank all of y'all for coming out here and being sincere and being real, you know what I mean, and sharing y'all, not only y'all stories, but y'all thoughts and y'all inner feelings with everybody, you know, and keeping it real. That's what it's all about, you know, because that's what's going to last, you know, that's what's going to last forever. And everybody can tell that y'all love is sincere. You know what I mean? Like, even through the airwaves, I could listen to y'all talk all night. And y'all probably could talk all night. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And like Sharif said, like, I didn't even know Father Nate Sean. Sharif
yes,
was going to bring Father Nate Sean name into it. You know, like,
5% of God.
Yeah, he is like, Father Nate Sean is like, to me, like one of the first persons to bring the 5% nation to Patterson.
Yes.
And, he played a big
role. He born me.
And,
I know that.
And everybody.
He born
like,
me. So.
Yeah, so, and the other guy, and Poochie, you know, Poochie too, but rest in peace, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I just see, like, this needs to be, like, a documentary, this needs to be, like, a book or a movie, and, you know, I'm the person to do shit like that. I write movies, I write books, I do documentaries, I do all that. So
let's do
me
it.
And, you know, me and Darnell, I'm always in contact with Darnell, reaching out to him. He's seeing if I'm good or I'm seeing if he good. That's the kind of a relationship me and Darnell got. You know what I'm saying? We might go see each other all the time, but he calling me, what's up, Jay? Or I'm calling him, what's good, D? You know, we always, even if he not connected, he connected with me, huh?
Can you send him all the numbers Shashin sent you?
Yeah, I'm gonna connect everybody. I got all the numbers.
Okay,
I'm gonna connect everybody because this is something real. And this is something that needs to be everlasting. You know what I mean?
For real.
I mean, what more could you say? You know what I mean? What more? There's nothing else to be said, but love, peace, and happiness, and wish everybody safe out here. And anything else you want to say, Darnell? Because I mean, you know, I mean, it's on you. You get the last.
Yeah, we hijacked it.
I give thanks to you.
Darnell, you get the last word.
No. You know what I say? What I see? We all get the last word because you talk to me. The Bugle Boys, we all as one. Three went around the world. The other three, they didn't, but they represented. It's like you want to battle, like Sharif said, it's on when it comes back, or, you know, Melvin, Unique, Pucci, they was always here. On behalf of one, not just me, thank you very much, and I'm glad you made the connection. We can all talk, and even you know, you're from the same town, Garden State, Paterson, New Jersey, one. Good love.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What I like to hear. Thanks.
Yeah, thank
anybody
you, Ray.
Else want to call? Anybody else got anything to say?
No, we're good, bro. Thanks for
I got one thing to say. Big ups to Paterson.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Fat.
Yes, sir.
Fat.
Yes, sir.
All day.
Yes, sir.
You can take the N out of Paterson, but you can't take the Paterson out of him.
It's only one thing left to say, you know what I mean, before we close out. It's only one thing to say before we leave out of here or close out of here. All we gotta do is say, on the count of three, all we gotta do is say Bugle Boys. I mean, y'all ready?
True that.
That's peace. Yes.
One, for real. One, two, three.
Bugle Boys.
A1. Bugle Boys. Yo, that concludes our show for the evening. D, you know I'm going to reach out to you later in the morning. Thanks, Sharif, Melvin, Unique.
Yes.
Who else is on the line?
Rest in peace, Pucci, Sharif.
The head
concho.
Rest in peace, and all that other stuff. We gonna
Father Nation too.
Hell of a show. This was I didn't even have to interview nobody. Y'all did your own thing tonight. You know, it was nothing but love. You know what I mean? And we gonna close out with this song. Yo, y'all brothers, man, y'all strong. We gonna do big things. Me and D gonna wind up talking about try to see if we can make this a documentary, because it really needs to be heard. The world really needs to hear.
Yes, sir.
You know, Sharif,
okay.
You know already. All right. Peace out and love, everybody. This is
peace
it.
Peace.
Bugle Boys.
Online radio podcast. Peace.
Shout out Young Swiss.
Learn from a 90-day rule, but we rush it too. In 2 months, we still text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, yeah, and lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, as you, I wanna see you. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Trip, trip. Oh, they
think they gon' hit it. Nah, cause they just a little glitch. I fell in love with a big dick. Who?
Nah, damn.
I fell in love with a big dick. Huh?
Not me.
Not me. You can quit that shit.